A proposed law to ban transgender minors from receiving gender-affirming health care and penalizing medical providers who attempt to deliver it was approved this week by the Arkansas legislature. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich tells us more.
Dr. Stephanie Ho is a primary care physician who operates Vector Health and Wellness in Fayetteville. Treating transgender patients age 12 and older is a routine part of her practice.
We see minors and adults for gender-affirming care.
Currently, she's seeing 20 trans youth. Parents must be present during clinical intake and treatment, and along with patients, provide informed consent.
Basically gathering of sensitive information and then also an opportunity to talk to me without parents. So that way, if they have any concerns that they're not comfortable, you know, talking about in front of their parents, then we do that.
Transgender, or trans for short, describes people whose gender identity is different from the one assigned to them at birth. Trans people's gender expression may begin to change at a very young age. A little boy may express feminine ways, for example, or a little girl masculine behavior. Trans minors seeking gender-affirming medical help may be given certain medications, again, with their consent and parental consent.
For minors of a certain age, we know that not all of them would be appropriate to start actual hormones, so estrogen or testosterone. Some of them are still on the younger side where they would benefit from puberty blockers. Our clinic does not currently provide that because the recommendations say that puberty blockers should be prescribed in conjunction with a pediatric endocrinologist.
Dr. Ho refers patients to a pediatric endocrinologist at Arkansas Children's Hospital Gender Spectrum Clinic. Puberty blockers slow down physical development prior to receiving female or male hormone therapy to match their gender expression.
We're helping them not go through the wrong puberty, if that makes sense, because we see a lot of, you know, trans, feminine youth who, they don't want to develop, the characteristics that we see for, cisgender males as puberty goes on in terms of body hair, voice changes, those type of things. And for trans men or trans male youth, the puberty blockers will help with, suppressing menstruation.
As they mature, trans youth then receive hormone therapy to support their gender expression. So for trans girls,
estrogen therapy. We also talk to them about androgen blockers. And so basically medicines that we would use to block the testosterone that the body produces. For trans males, we talk to them about using testosterone therapy. Whenever they become 16 or older. And of course, this is always done, with the consent and, with in conjunction, knowing that their parent is there supporting them and understands kind of everything that we're doing at any one time.
Dr. Ho says gender reassignment surgery is not practiced on trans youth because their bodies are still maturing.
I have never met a trans minor or adult who has not done just extensive research. So I don't have usually a whole lot of questions from the minors or from the kids, just because, they have educated themselves thoroughly before even, a lot of times even talking to their parents.
Trans youth who are statistically more victimized at home or school have a higher rate of suicide, so are screened, Dr. Ho says, and offered confidential psychological help.
Cast up the ballot. 28 yeas, 7 nays. The bill is passed.
But this week, House Bill 1570, titled Save Adolescents from Experimentation, or SAFE Act, was approved by the state legislature to prohibit trans-affirming medical care in Arkansas, the first state to ban it. Before the vote, State Senator Jason Rapert, Republican Conway, accused trans-affirming medical providers of preying on children.
To change the sex of anybody, it's impossible. You can create a masculinized female or a feminized male, but it's impossible. And I do feel for these kids. And the reason probably why the suicide rates are as high as they are amongst these children? It's because they're not getting help and they're staying confused if they would have somebody that would mentor for them the reality of the fact that except for a very, very, very small percentage of people, your sex is determined when you're born.
And Senator Missy Irvin, Republican Mountain View, offered misleading testimony that children in Arkansas are being surgically mutilated.
And there are human rights organizations in the world that see that as a human rights violation to actually mutilate female genitalia and female circumcision.
Female circumcision, an ancient African tribal practice, is outlawed. Senator Clark Tucker, Democrat from Little Rock, who supports trans-affirming treatment in Arkansas, issued a warning to colleagues before the vote.
And that is that bills like this have already been struck down in courts for violating the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution and for violating the prohibition of discrimination on the basis of sex in both Title VII of the Federal Civil Rights Act and the Affordable Care Act. So I think we're walking down a path that will create litigation that Arkansas will be on the losing side of.
Passage of the SAFE Act is attracting national condemnation. Lee Savio Beers, MD, president of the American Academy of Pediatrics, spoke against it during a national press conference hosted by the Human Rights Campaign.
Representing 67,000 pediatricians and, as always, advocating for all children, this bill is harmful in two ways. One, it threatens the health and well-being of transgender youth. And two, it puts politicians rather than pediatricians in charge of a child's medical care. Let me first explain how the bill harms transgender children's health. Even before the pandemic, which has had staggering effects on children's mental health, transgender youth had statistically higher rates of depression and suicidal ideation. Around half of transgender youth consider suicide and a third attempt it. The AAP recommends that youth who identify as transgender have access to comprehensive, gender-affirming, and developmentally appropriate healthcare provided in a safe and inclusive clinical space.
Rumba Yambu, director of Arkansas and Transitive, directly addressed Arkansas trans youth who were following this news.
Know that it is a fact. It's a fact that you were born blessed. Being trans is a blessing. And it's a blessing that scares people who are born without it. Please don't give up.
Dr. Stephanie Ho says she will be able to continue to treat trans youth, but only as a family practitioner. But the law will bar gender spectrum trained clinicians from practicing trans youth medicine in Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.